This is the Don and Mike Show.
To the last drop.
Hot as balls. The Don and Mike Show.
There we go. We're making everybody laugh now. Stop that, please. Put that other annoying song up there, please. Yeah, this will help.
Now I'm in the mood.
Here we go. 10 minutes on the big old clock on the wall. 877-365-3636. That's the number. I'm Don. That's Mike.
Hello.
Make us laugh. Mm-hmm. Win $250.
Dollars.
We start when we take the first call. Mm-hmm. Clock starts then. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hey, Don, Mike?
Yeah, make us laugh.
Hey, what's the best thing about having sex with 29 years old?
How you tell it so well? I don't know.
There's 20 of them.
So well told.
Really?
20's hello. 9 years old.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Yes, I'm looking for the Illudium 236 explosive space modulator. That creature has stolen the space modulator.
You're a weak man, Mike.
I'm simply smiling. There's no law against smiling.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, make us laugh.
You know, I think that Craig T. Norman makes a great commission.
I didn't know.
I believe he would be referring to Craig T. Nelson. Yes. The show was...
Coach.
The
Coach.
Show was the district, I think it was.
Right.
The commish was Michael Chiklis.
Michael Chiklis was the commish.
Completely misfired, and I'm sorry I was able to decipher it.
Silly asses. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Don Mike, hey, a bear and a rabbit are in the woods taking a dump. Bear looks down at the rabbit and says, "Well, pardon me, Mr. Rabbit. Do you ever have a problem with crap sticking to your fur?" Rabbit looks up and says, "No, Mr. Bear, I don't have a problem with crap sticking to my fur." So the bear picks the rabbit up and wipes his ass with him.
Let me tell you what. Can I explain why I'm smiling first? Because it was so badly told. That's why.
You're a big loser.
I'm a loser.
I know you are. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the effort.
I enjoyed the voice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead. Try. Make us laugh.
Okay.
Please.
So little Miss Johnson, she's a first grade teacher. She pulls little Susie up as a volunteer to the front of the classroom and puts a blindfold on her. And she says, "I'm going to put something in your mouth. You tell me what it is." And she unwraps one of those kisses, a Hershey kiss.
Yeah.
And she puts it in her mouth, and she goes, "I'll give you a hint, little Susie. It's what your father gives to your mother every morning before he leaves for work." And all of a sudden, from the back of the classroom, little Billy yells, "Spit it out! It's a piece of ass!"
All right, well, good for you for saying a piece of ass. Now, let me translate that for you. She said, "Guess what it is? It's what Mom gives Dad, because it's a kiss, a Hershey's kiss."
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah,
I understood it. Yeah. I, unlike you, though, did not crack a smile.
I didn't crack a smile for that one.
No.
Why are you telling our listeners that I did something I didn't do?
You did for the earlier one, though.
Yes, I did for the earlier one. I didn't for that one, though. You're going to make them think that I'm smiling at everything.
I want you to be strong, Mike.
I'll try. I'm trying.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, make us laugh.
It's the music.
Hello.
Oh, okay, now I'm on.
Yeah, right. Now you're on.
Oh, okay. I have my radio down, so I don't know if I'm listening or getting your transmission or whatever. But anyway, this guy sits in a bar.
Hold on. Stop for a second. You got to stop for a second because we're laughing now.
This is a radio transition.
I don't know.
All right. The transmission begins now.
This can't miss.
Okay, here we go. Guy sitting in a bar. He looks down, and the peanuts look at him and said, "Hey, that's a real nice haircut. Hey, you just got a new shirt? You really look good." He calls the bartender over. Bartender says, "What's the matter?" So he says, "These peanuts are talking to me." He says, "No, I forgot to tell you, sir. They're complimentary."
Oh, boy.
I don't feel well.
Oh. Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm woozy.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
A man is a future human shield. Send him to Iraq. Hello. Make us laugh.
Don and Mike, what do you call a Mexican with a rubber toe?
What?
Roberto.
Now who's weak? Now who is weak? Now who's not just smiling, but actually chuckled?
Who knows funny?
Oh, yeah, not me.
Roberto.
Guilty, Mike. I am guilty of the same sin as you.
Guilty of knowing funny.
Roberto. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm an ass, too. I'm as bad as ye.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Yeah, I got nothing.
That wasn't fair.
Hey, make us laugh. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, my wife and I went to my granddaughter's kindergarten graduation the other day. Walked in the room. All the kids and parents are standing around. The teacher says, "We have no chairs, so just go ahead and sit Indian style." So I went out to the car, got a bottle of whiskey, and laid in the gutter.
Hey, you know, she sucks more than Linda Lovelace. Seriously. Awful.
Yeah, hang up.
These are
5 minutes.
Halfway done, Mike.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, why do they slap babies when they're born?
Why?
Knock the dicks off the dumb ones.
Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hey, what's Tom Gavin's favorite card game?
What?
Uno!
Might have been used before.
I believe so. Hi, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Don, how you doing, Mike? How you guys doing?
Enough with the pleasantries. Make us laugh, please.
Hey, this guy's working in his garage, and he cuts his finger off. He goes running into his wife with his finger and says, "Honey, I cut my finger off." And she said, "Your whole finger?" And he said, "No, the one next to it."
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Yeah, you guys really need me right now.
Okay, good. That's confidence.
Go.
I like that.
There we go. Save it.
Well,
go.
I'm sure you've never heard this one before, so here it goes. Three Canadian hunters from Saskatchewan.
You are guilty.
It's Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
You are guilty, Mike.
Of smiling?
Guilty of smiling.
I did. I've been smiling a lot today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how do you keep a pair of idiots in suspense?
I don't know. I tell you, you and your friends stay on hold and we'll get back to you.
Ah, that's called trumping him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
What's the difference between a greyhound bus and a crack whore?
What is the difference between a greyhound bus and a crack whore?
You can poop on a crack whore.
You can poop on a crack whore?
Yes, they don't have toilet facilities on most greyhound buses.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. I didn't know that you could poop on a crack whore.
Bodies.
They don't care.
If you pay enough.
That almost sounds like cracker.
Right.
Poop on a cracker.
Ah!
Hey. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Dumbass.
That's not pate.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, make us laugh.
Two peanuts were walking down the street.
Yeah.
One was assaulted.
Oh.
That's the second bad peanut joke.
Off with your nuts. Oh, hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
3 minutes.
Make us laugh. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
What do you do if you come across an elephant in the jungle?
What?
Wipe him off and apologize.
Hello.
A little sexy, but not funny.
Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
Always a guaranteed winner when we hear us on the radio real loud.
Why can't Helen Keller drive a car?
Why?
Because she's a woman.
Heard that a million times on Make Us Laugh.
Hi, Don and Mike. Make Us Laugh.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
What's strong enough for a man but made for a woman?
What?
A backhand.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Us Laugh.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, why Helen Keller's hands purple?
Why?
She heard it through the grapevine.
Not bad.
Made Rob laugh. Pretty
good. I smiled. I mean, you know, not funny, but no. But new.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
There's that.
Yes, I've got a request for Wild Tard Wednesday, please. I'd like to hear Hot Tard in the Summertime by Corky in the Window.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Two.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What was that, Rob?
2 minutes.
Hello, make us laugh.
What's up, guys?
Come on.
All right. What sexual position produces the ugliest babies?
What special position produces the ugliest babies?
I don't know. You should ask your mom.
Oh, we are stung.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Make us laugh. Hello.
I'm getting sleepy.
Don and Mike, there you go. Make us laugh.
Yeah, I got so many kidney stones. I went to the doctor. He asked me for a urine sample, and I asked him, would you like that on the rocks?
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Whoa.
Hello.
No one's smiling now in this room. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was really in a great mood when this segment started.
Hello, make us laugh.
Hi, this is Joe Jacoby of the Super Bowl champion Washington Redskins.
No. No. Negative. Hello. Uh-oh. How much time is left, Robbie?
1 minute!
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Yeah, where does a man with one leg work?
Where?
IHOP.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
This is Michael's mother. You know, I cannot get a reception down here in Ocean City. What's up with this 9:60 a.m.?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Jesus.
Hey, if an American woman with one leg calls herself Eileen, would a Chinese woman with one leg call herself Irene?
Hello, Don and Mike. Please make us laugh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The interrupting cow.
The interrupting cow. Yeah, right, okay. Don, let him have the fun.
Don and Mike make us laugh.
My lords, why did my German grandfather cross the road?
Why?
To occupy France.
No. You're trying. Very nice delivery, though.
I like your
really nice delivery.
Don and Mike make us... Oh,
time's out.
Gods, I got one.
You're the last one. Go ahead, my friend.
All right, what's the difference between a zit and a Catholic priest?
What?
Zits don't come on your face till you're 13.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, this is where Make Us Laugh gets very exciting.
Incredible!
This is what we call
incredible.
The gamblers.
Incredible!
The gambler's hour. They said the gambler's hour. This is where Don lays a lot of money down on the line.
Mike, we were going to play for $250.
Or lays a lot of money on the line. I was confused by the callers. I'm beginning to speak like them.
10 times that amount would be $2,500.
Wow. Yes, an incredible purse.
No BS. If you make us laugh, you'll win $2,500.
This is money that comes out of our pockets.
This might actually be in the budget.
Okay.
John, are we still in the budget with this one?
We are.
The next one.
Oh, good.
We'll see. I'm more inclined to laugh now.
Hold on. I must cleanse my palate.
Yes.
You made me laugh for a moment, Mike.
Sorry.
Let me think of the sour taste in my mouth.
From the previous 10 callers.
No, it's just my own breath blowing back in my mouth. That always sobers me right up.
Delicious.
Okay, here we go.
Incredible! Incredible!
Hello, Don and Mike show. For $2,500, make us laugh.
Alfonso Schofield.
All right, that's it. Money's
Junior.
Safe. Incredible!
This is your father.
We do one more time.
It is a bonus call. A bonus call. How much more money?
$5,000.
Serious money.
And that's still pretty close to being in budget, isn't it, John?
It is.
Cool. We could wipe out our budget for the entire year.
We can. Here we go. Don and Mike show. Make us laugh for $5,000.
So I stayed home from work today because I just didn't really feel like working, but I had to come up with an excuse. So I called my boss, told him I had anal glaucoma. He says, that sounds really serious. You got to tell me what that is. I said, I just don't see my ass coming into work today.
And the money is safe for another week.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all the participants.
Keep in mind, if that guy really made us laugh,
yeah.
I swear to Christ, we'd pay him $5,000.
That's the rule. I mean, and you know, you can't fake it.
Right.
When we get a real winner, like we did with the IHOP joke, you cannot fake it. You can't pretend it's funny.
That's how we play Make Us Laugh. I would rate the first half highly entertaining, and I guess it's simply because you were being so you.
I know. But I'll tell you, I got back to being me on the other side, too. Because they really pissed me off.
Sure, rightly so.
The second half of that really did make me angry. I'm in a foul spirit right
there
now.
There sure were a lot of people reading out of magazines with, like, Billy goes into the drugstore and meets a man who says to him, she sucks like a fire hose.
The reason the peanuts are talking to you is because they are complimentary.
Make us angry.
Make us angry. Yes, that's right. Well, sometimes that's what make us laugh turns into.
Uh-huh. All right, we got a break. And Johnny, who's next?
Lisa Lampanelli.
Oh, right. Now she will make us laugh.
Love her.
And she's some breaking show business. Before we go to break, yes. Singer Bobby Brown has suffered a heart attack. A mild heart attack late last night. Doctors attribute it to stress and diet.
Buzz, you just won $200.
Yes! Congrats. We're sick, but it's funny.
You really made us laugh.
Because that's real.
Yeah.
You really made us laugh.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Bobby Brown. Yeah. I'm chilling down here with the two fat men.
Stress and diet.
That's right. That's what the doctors say.
No coke.
Yeah, that's not involved.
Yeah.
No crystal meth.
Wow.
He's fine.
Bob Brown had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Ooh.
My prerogative.
All right, Buzz. Uh-huh. Well, it's $250 in your check.
Cool. Speedy recovery, Mr. Houston.
Be right back with the lady who I believe, right, is like a female Don Rickles.
Yes, Lisa Lampanelli.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.